The consolidation of two area water departments is complete ahead of time and already creating cost savings. WAR's Chris Bolt reports the merger could show the way for future government modernization.
Bringing the Onondaga County Water Authority under the same roof as the County Metropolitan Water Board was one of the suggestions in the sweeping consensus report. In fact, it was already in the works, but it's now complete, and Aqua spokesperson Jeff Brown says already paying dividends.
We have successfully integrated all 33 Onondaga County employees into Aqua. We have also been able to reduce the combined workforce through attrition by 10 employees, which is already saving more than $780,000 a year, and that number is expected to increase.
Brown says there will be further savings in facilities and greater efficiencies. Could this help with other recommendations or larger government consolidation? Seems that answer is yes and no. Brown says there were willing parties on all sides, which is not always the case, but staffing and other cost savings were identified and realized. Aqua is just out with its annual report, where customers can find out where the water comes from.
3% of the water comes from the city of Syracuse, the water supply, which is Skinny Atlas Lake, which is basically south of the city, comes from there. About 46% comes from Atisco Lake, and about 50% from Lake Ontario. So that's something they are always interested in.
The agency is also, in response to Flint, Michigan, and Hoosick Falls water troubles, trying to track down potential lead pipe problems. Brown notes customers will be getting a Check Your Pipes brochure with their bill.
And this is in response to the Flint issue. We want to make sure that we understand where all of the lead services may be in our system. What a lot of people don't understand is they are responsible for their water service line, basically from the edge of their property into their house.
People can then learn about getting free water testing to see if pipes need to be changed. More information and the entire report is at ocwa.org. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on these and other stories, go to WAER.org.